So apparently Disney cruise ships are full of PDF files. So we're going to talk about this raid. A lot of media outlets reporting it was an ICE raid, but it actually was a lot more serious because you know, we're going to talk about this issue with cruise lines. And you want to watch your kids. I don't care if it's a Disney cruise line or not. You want to watch your kids because these employees are not vetted very well. They don't have to adhere to the same rules, laws that they do here in the mainland. I'm not surprised. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not surprised either. Because a lot of people don't realize, like, these cruise ships, like Disney Cruise Lines, are based out of the Bahamas.
Yes. So
they have different rules and regulations in place.
Barely there are rules and regulations.
So it's easier for people to slip by and get, you know, get on these ships and get employment on these ships and stuff that shouldn't maybe necessarily be there. You know, it happens to Disney parks too. Now, to be fair, at least over here in the United States, and I will say this again, I've said it before, how did this happen that people get to be working in places with kids when they have, you know, when they get arrested for this kind of stuff? If they've never been arrested for it before, charged with it, or investigated for it in any way, it will not show up on their clearances. So if people would do a background check and have to get, like, a teacher, you have to get all these clearances. And PA is even more ridiculous than other states about how much clearances you have to have. If you've never been arrested, charged, or anything like that, doesn't mean you didn't do it. If you weren't caught before or investigated, you're going to come out as a clear, you know, sweep on your clearances. It's going to be like, you're fine. It doesn't mean you are fine. It just means that you've never been, you know, caught or investigated. So that doesn't mean these people are innocent people. It's just that they hadn't done it up to that point, or, you know, they'd never been caught. So even if you do your due diligence as an education place or as Disney or something like that, it doesn't mean that it's going to get picked up, at least over here. Over there, it's going to be a lot worse, probably.
Yeah, so we'll talk about this. I mean, this is like one of the worst kept secrets, but it's coming at a really bad time because they've got new cruise ships now. They're really trying to go all in on cruise ships. And it's like, you know, Disney's marketed as the kids safe, family friendly cruise alternative, unlike that nasty Carnival Cruise Lines. You know, your kids are safe on a Disney cruise ship. They've even got entire spaces on the, you know, for the teens and the kids. That's one of the features is you can leave your children with these caretakers and you can go, you know, to the restaurant or the bar or whatever, because they have adult only areas. And now you have to wander. And I would never, I'm going to be honest, if you're taking your family on a cruise, don't leave your kids unattended.
Yeah, I don't care what cruise line you take. Yeah. I'm sorry, you said about being safe. What I kept thinking about is a little kid that fell overboard a few months ago. Fell off the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so safe. But, yeah, so apparently when this happened, and I guess it happened last month, no one really said much about it until a couple days ago or yesterday when it got released that there was a press conference because people were accusing it of being an ICE raid. So news outlets were reporting it as ICE. It was ICE. It was they arrested these poor unsuspecting folks of, you know, because ICE. But it turns out, no. They were on the ships and they double checked to make sure that they were actually, you know, finding suspicious stuff with them enough to pull them off the ships. It was not ICE.
So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I'm here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello. I sound worse than I am. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's feeling a little better, but, you know, the voice is still not 100%. We're getting there. You need to scream more, and then
I don't know if I can, honestly.
Blow your lungs out.
I probably squeak. I probably won't even scream. I'll probably just squeak.
Squeaky Darkles.
Squeaky Sparkles.
If you go out to, this will make her scream, go to more.clownfishtv.com, more.clownfishtv.com. You can actually hear her scream. She's got her own little podcast we're starting up here where she just rants about stuff.
Oh, I have to do something.
You know, so that's your personality, Angry Ginger. And we've got more paywalled content out there, content you won't find anywhere else. We're going to be kind of migrating some of our stuff over there because we don't trust YouTube. And some of the stuff we cover, if it's too spicy for YouTube, we're going to put it over there. Mm-hmm. This one is like really mainstream media news, though, and people are just shocked that all these PDF files would be attracted to a place with a lot of children, the open sea.
I know, right?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is what, so apparently that's what it was about. It was a sting operation. It's an ongoing operation. So it's still, they're still going to be doing it to other ships. And basically they went in and they arrested these people with suspicion. If you go down, I have a quote from what they said. They said, after boarding the vessels and interviewing 26, it says 26, I think there's 28 people, suspected crew members from the Philippines, one suspected crew member from Portugal, and one from Indonesia, officers confirmed all subjects were involved in either the receipt, possession, transportation, distribution, or viewing of kiddie things, child pornography. They canceled their visas and the criminals are being removed from the country. And because they said they have canceled their visas, they're being removed from the country, then immediately there was like a huge press release or press conference thing yesterday. And it was ICE. And it was, I feel bad for this one woman because she gets on there and she talks about her, because before it came out, it was what it was really about. She's like, it was really unsettling. She spoke to reporters during a news conference on the pier 2 weeks after the incident. So they got together for this ICE protest thing. The most troublesome thing, she said, was that the one of the crew members being detained was the head waiter who had served her and her family. Hope you didn't have any little kids there. Throughout the cruise, she knew the man had two daughters and was looking forward to seeing them later this month. She said that he was the head waiter and others who were taken into custody were still wearing their Disney-issued uniforms and didn't have any other belongings with them. So that was just my big concern. Like, how is he going to reach out to his family? Does the family even know that he's not getting back on the ship today?
Because those meanies from ICE took him away. They took him away.
Yeah, they said that they were joined by other representatives of several migrant rights groups who claimed that crew members aboard of the cruise ships were detained. And they were talking about different things they were working on. They were whisked away by ICE agents. But that's, you know, I say just by being involved in the fact because
they probably were involved, but
it was what it's related to is not that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, again, this is coming from TMZ too. They got the same thing. Here's, they have a tweet, U.S. Customs and Border Protection uncovered child stuff material on 5 cruise ships in San Diego. 28 crew. Yeah, so it was in California. So the magic, because that's the one I think
it's
it goes
magic.
Up to Alaska.
Yeah, it's
Alaska.
The magic.
Yeah. That's one of the smaller ones. One of the smaller ships. 28 crew members, Disney Magic staff were detained, visas revoked, and deported. Yeah, well, you know.
Now, they weren't all Disney Magic crew members, but there would have been more than one because we know at least the head waiter that waited on them was. And then she mentioned other staff were there, too, in their uniforms. So at least we know more than one of the people involved were from Disney Cruise Lines.
Yeah. And Disney is like, yeah, we have a zero tolerance policy for this type of behavior. This is not the first time it's happened. And unfortunately, Disney can even do their due diligence and just given how the laws are overseas. You know, I mean, the only way they could be 100% safe is if they just hired from the U.S. only. But
even
that
that's not that again. Even that's not guaranteed.
It's, I know it's not
as
guaranteed.
I've explained.
Well, look at Disney World. I mean, Disney World, Disneyland. You're talking about a place that has a lot of kids. It's like catnip
like,
to the
yes.
It's like catnip to these people, right?
Kidnip.
That's kidnip. It is, and sometimes they wind up, you know. It's horrible. It's horrible. But I mean, Disney World has like, what, 75,000-80,000 people working there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, bound to be a few that are creeps and they found bus drivers, and you know.
Yeah. And they have a lot that get arrested that are related to other charges that are, you know, materials for others that aren't kid related. But like I said, you could do all your due diligence and you could look into people and you can get references and you could do all that stuff. And it's not 100% guaranteed because it just means that you haven't been caught or investigated. It doesn't mean that these people they never did anything. It just means that they haven't been caught yet. And unfortunately, it's like that in schools and stuff, too. It is what it is. There's no way to be 100% certain. You can do everything you can to be as certain as possible. PA is ridiculous. They even make you get wherever you've worked prior. They have to write up a letter saying that you were under no suspicion of anything ever, and all this other stuff because what happened at Penn State with the whole situation.
Oh
with,
yeah,
The sports and stuff. So because of that,
Sandusky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because of that. It ended up being there's even more rules than we have than other states have.
They're
ridiculous.
Well, there's a disproportionate number of young female teachers that are. Picking up like 12-year-old boys. It's very messed up because this is not what as a guy, this is not what we were taught. We were taught that you're guilty until proven innocent, that all all men are potential predators, and they all need to be, you know, you need to keep an eye on the male teachers, especially. And even myself, like, I always make sure I don't put myself in a situation where people could think I'm, you know, anything could possibly go on or whatever. But that's because it's so ingrained in you. It's like, well, you're probably just a rapist. You don't know it yet. So then these are some of the replies here in the New York Post tweet. Nancy says, so which is ICE storming Disney cruises or PDF files being arrested? Same picture, two vastly different headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're getting more
information. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, people bring up the little St. James Island, which is where the Disney cruises go, and the connections to certain.
Well, I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, yeah, I guess people around there might have been involved in both, but I mean, otherwise, I'm just like, well, that's neither here nor there. But yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's a whole. Yeah, yeah, it's a whole thing. People are having a field day, but yeah, this is very, very common in Disney. It's another daily dose of Disney.
Like you said, it, any place that has a lot of kids, it's gonna attract this type of person. It is what it is. And whether it might not even be an employee, it could be a contractor they have no control over. It could be other guests that come in. They had one. I know there's been instances where guests were taking pictures of girls in the bathroom, and then they were able to track them, you know, because of the cameras. Girls are getting air tags put on them, and things like that has happened at Disney. And you have all those guests there too. So there's just no way. So the only way you're going to be 100% sure your kid is safe is if you're with your kid 100% of the time and you're watching your kid and making sure your kid's safe. Otherwise, anything could happen. Even going to the bathroom with your kid doesn't mean that someone's not going to try to take their picture or put an air tag on them or something. So you have to stay diligent. I know you're in a Disney bubble. You got to stay diligent.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this one up.
Yes.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. Check out more, more.clownfishtv.com, and we'll talk later.
Bye.